episode.
Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Addict.
Crippling my day. We've been let down again. But we're hopeful injustice will end.
Freddie Gray, Sam Du Bois, Philando Castile, Terrence Crutcher, Aaron Sterling, Jamal Clark, Jeremy McDowell, William Chapman II, Walter Scott, Eric Harris, Tamir Rice, Akia Gurley, Michael Brown, Eric Gardner, George Floyd. Good evening and welcome to the podcast, The Addict, a black perspective, an urban podcast. I want you to understand how it is that we feel. I've got the crew standing by, the messenger, baby sis, baby brother, Nurse Carmen, Sister Tippy, and of course, Triple OG out of Florida. Let's podcast.
Black Lives Matter. Hey, good evening. This is co-producer, and welcome to Monday night, 7 o'clock. I've got my cast standing by, and we're going to bring you 30 entertaining minutes, 30 entertaining minutes of what we call The Addict. Good evening, everyone. How you doing?
I'm good, my brother.
I'm standing down, but I'm good.
Good, thank you.
You're standing down, but you're standing by, though, right?
I'm standing by, that's right.
You stand down, but take a stand by.
All right, I'm standing by.
Yeah, all right. I'm just saying. Yeah, that message go for everybody. You know, that's what the president said. He was talking to everybody. But listen, you know what's so funny? As Monday night comes or Saturday, Sunday rolls around, when I try to think of ideas for the show, one of the things that I said we didn't want to be is trying to be some political type shit. But I got to say, man, this current president, I don't know, he takes comedy and fuses that with politics. So I still don't think that we're a political podcast. We just some comedy shit. And the current president just keeps us loaded with new material. But I'll be glad once they say Sayonara to him and we get Biden-Harris in there, because then we can start podcasting about other shit, like why people still getting killed for no reason. I mean, you know, we can touch on other issues, but this podcast this evening, I'm taking a look. the shit that this president does, you can't make this up. You can't
That's
make
right.
this up. He is like, I don't know. He I don't know. I don't want to say he a gangster, because I mean, he is the president, and I guess you know what I'm saying? If it was real gangster, somebody would have to step in. But right now, he's giving out pardons based on no rhyme or reason or anything. But I'm going to take a look on this show. We're going to take a look at the last 29 people this president gave a pardon to. And what just kills me is I know presidents have presidential pardon rights, but I refuse to believe that there is nothing that can be done to stop some of this. Now, again, these are some of the more controversial. These 29, we start with Paul Manafort. Now, come on. I mean, but see, even though Paul ain't in his pocket like he used to be, Paul still know a lot that can make it bad for a lot. So when he pardoned Manafort, I mean, Manafort was convicted of that Russian collusion, of knowing some kind of possible coordination. But Trump said, hey, listen, first of all, the name, the title of the podcast, I had to go Oprah Winfrey on him. You get a pardon.
Mm.
You get a pardon. Everybody gets a pardon. I mean, because that's how he's doing it. It doesn't matter. What he's saying right now is everybody can kiss my ass, because I got the authority to do this. There doesn't seem to be anything in place to stop me, so don't question what I do.
Whole presidency has been about?
Yeah, but I'm saying a lot of, you know, because there was checks and balances, he couldn't do it the way he wanted to do it. It was still done. He still had private meetings with the Russian premier, but they probably wanted to make that a private weekend. But because, you know what I'm saying? But because people stepped in, it turned into a meeting. I have to believe that.
But then, can I say something, my brother?
Go ahead.
The whole pardon thing is supposed to be for, well, from my understanding, I thought pardons were supposed to be granted to people that were wrongly accused or given people that were jailed for things that they crimes they didn't commit.
Nope.
Or they were sentenced, or things that they were sentenced for that, you know, for example, if you were sentenced for, you know, let's say, you know, for drugs, and you were given like 50 years or something like that, something ridiculous like that.
You
or
mean
you
like
were
Alice?
Accused of something.
Wait a minute, you know what?
Or you were wrongly accused for something. And,
hey, baby,
and I'm sorry. Go ahead.
You know what? It's funny when you said something ridiculous like that, because that's not ridiculous at all. Because on June 7th, one of the few black people that Trump did pardon was a lady named Alice Johnson. She was 63 years old. She was convicted for a first-time nonviolent drug offense. And they gave her life, man. So, again, when you...
That's ridiculous.
Yes, yes.
But see,
yes.
But,
to me, that's absolutely ridiculous. So something like that would deserve a pardon.
Exactly. But you know what, though? Now, watch this. In a great country, America, something like that, how the fuck could that ever even happen? Huh? Let's talk for real. How could that even happen? For a nonviolent drug offense, you get a life sentence? Come on, man. The only way I could see that happening is when she went to court, she must have snapped in the courtroom and just beat everybody ass in there. But other than that, I mean, you know what I'm saying? She just said, thug life, and let's go for this. But
what Trump did, he gave people pardons that admitted to the crimes that they did. They pled guilty.
Therein lies the misconception.
They pled guilty to far more severe crimes than that of this other person you're referring to.
Yeah, no, don't get me wrong. What he did for Alice Johnson, that was righteous. Don't get me wrong. But that was righteous. But when you start looking at the rest of them, and let me say something to you. Alice Johnson, she got her break because Kanye and one of the Kardashian ladies,
that's the only reason.
But
showing people he got power.
That's all. That's all that was. But you know what? Ms. Johnson and her family is grateful for that. But again, if I'm Ms. Johnson and her family, it don't matter to me how that shit happened. It happened.
I know that's right.
You know what I'm saying? But when you start looking at what
he's
doing,
I'll even do an infomercial for you.
Why would I not? I don't give a what's this?
Right.
I don't give a fuck what you or anybody else say about that man. That man is all right with me. I'm sorry.
Right.
I don't care what he did. I don't care. I'm sorry, man, because where you took me from to right now, There's no wrong you could do in my eyes. And I'm sorry about people. What? I'm sorry if I got to miss a march or a protest, but you got to understand that, man. You got to understand.
You could do wrong. You could do wrong. I just don't care because you did
now,
right
you know,
by me. But you could do
yeah,
wrong.
But at some point, your black perspective is going to kick in, and you know you can go so far. Then you start to realize that wait a minute, what I have now is worse than what I had. So now you can now you can be a little different with it. But let me go ahead and tell you somebody else that he said is okay. Roger Stone. Roger Stone was convicted for lying to Congress about in the Mueller investigation. Trump said, you know what? You are right with me too. He told Jared. He said, Jared, call your pops and tell your pops he good too. He pled guilty. Charles Kushner pled guilty to 18 counts, witness tampering. But Trump said to these people,
What about the guy with the Medicare? The guy who I can't think of his name off the top of my head.
Yeah.
Hold on.
He milked the American government out of $1.something billion.
Yes.
I got it.
Yes.
What's this?
With the Medicare.
I'm gonna see if he made the list.
Yeah, he made it.
Yeah. All right. Oh, is that Wagner?
He gave him a pardon.
Okay. But I'm just saying.
That's the title of the show. You get a pardon.
Everybody get a pardon, man. You know what I'm saying? Watch this. He told Oprah Winfrey, you giving out cars? All right. Okay, watch this. Fuck a car. You get a pardon. Go ahead. You get your life back. That was just, Charles Kushner, Margaret Hunter. Everybody that I'm looking at on this list that he gave pardons to, most of them, were found guilty or committed to doing this shit for a lesser sentence. But here's what concerns me. Somebody better be looking at the people that are getting pardons. And again, you can't reverse it. But there is some connection between why they're getting pardoned, and people better be aware of that.
You know what I'm saying? As mother would say, that's coming up again.
What about those four guys that killed those 17 civilians over in Iran? Those kids and those children and women. That's coming up again, too. That's coming up again on a global platform. We're gonna answer for that too.
Now let me say this, okay? Let me say this as a prior military person. Now again, I say, and it's hard for me to say this, when you in combat. When people shooting at you, when you shooting at people, I understand you're trained. I understand we survive in that environment. But sometimes shit get crazy, and I gotta tell you, watch this. I'm just gonna reserve my opinion on that. They were
right,
watch this.
It's a good thing you did, bro. Because
I'm gonna reserve my opinion. Go ahead,
bro. They knew what they were doing.
They in combat. They get paid. They get paid as they're doing.
You're not too damn young to remember Nuremberg. You remember Nuremberg, right?
Yes.
That's what the Germans said. I was obeying orders. BS.
Okay.
BS.
Okay. Listen. All I'm saying.
No,
is...
No, you can't. I'm sorry.
No, you shouldn't.
You cannot justify what they did. No.
Wait a minute. I'm not trying to justify that because when you look at it in hindsight, yeah, that was some awful shit that they did. But all I'm saying is being right there in that moment, again, they knew it was some crazy shit. But what happens if one person in that group didn't get the memo that we just sit here to do and then he started letting off? That means everybody got to let off. So I'm simply saying I would not have, I don't know if I would have commuted the sentence. I'm simply saying, from a military perspective, I understand some of that. That's all. I'm gonna leave that alone.
No, and I do understand what you're saying as far as that. But these guys, they did it in a whole together different way. They just blatantly killed people. They did, it was a plan. They were sneaking attack or anything. They just fired on people, and that was it. That was the crazy stuff that they did. But let me just jump to Muhlenberg for a second. We say that that is wrong, but if it's the if we say the whole country is for it, is it wrong? Because Germany as a whole was behind all that Hitler stuff. So we say it's wrong because
it's still wrong.
But
international law.
It's still wrong to who?
To humanity. There was crimes against humanity, which is what these people were tried for.
Well, here's my thing. And watch this. We're not going to drift far from the subject. You get a pardon. Everybody get a pardon. The people that Trump are pardoning. You know, these are people who convicted of just crazy shit. I'm gonna keep going. You got the Maryland police officer convicted of violating a man's civil rights by letting the police dog eat his ass up. You get a pardon. Gary Brugman, former patrol agent. I mean, all kind of crazy shit. But my thing is this: when you look at the people that are getting pardons, only thing I can say is, okay, who owes favors to who that this is how somebody's getting paid back?
Well, for a couple of them,
yes.
The rest of them, he just doing it because he can. But like Manafort and Flynn, he's doing those for personal reasons. The rest of them people, he just doing it because he can, because he think it's wrong. They shouldn't be, doing it.
They're going to be investigated because the question was, did these go through the proper process for pardoning?
See.
You know, there's a process that you have to go through. And it's been questioned, did these meet the criteria? A lot of these pardons did not meet that criteria.
Yeah, that's just talk, because if the president pardoned you, you're pardoned.
But there's a criteria that you have to meet.
Nah,
there's a process.
That don't, nah,
and
it don't matter.
A lot of these didn't go through that process.
None of them are going back.
Hold on a minute. If some of these pardons were done on a quid pro quo basis,
it don't matter.
That can't be the case.
Watch this. Everybody he pardoned, he gonna get something for. None of the people were pardoned.
Wait a minute, y'all. Then that's a problem. It can't be that way, because then that's a problem.
We know it's a problem. It's just that, unfortunately, you cannot solve that problem with the one that's in charge of solving it doing it. He's the only one that can solve that problem.
That's why when the new attorney general takes office, he's going to look into because that's the problem.
Let me tell you something.
That can't be the case.
I'll bet you our court systems, the attorney general offices, I'll bet you for about the next 6 years, they're going to be writing some new laws and regulations. This new president opened them up to a lot of shit that people took for granted that couldn't be done. He just didn't have the political knowledge to do it. He had the savvy, and his thing was, I'm just going to do it. Fuck it.
Right.
It's just unfortunate that, again, now if he was a don't get me wrong, and I really hate
intelligent.
If Barack Obama had the balls that Donald Trump had, and when I say balls, come on now. I'm the bravado. Oh man, watch this. We might be hanging the red, black, and green flag from the White House, man. But again,
everybody had their 40 acres. Everybody had their 40 acres.
Watch this. If Barack Obama, with his intelligence, had the just fuck it to the system attitude that this president had, I think. For people of color, shit would be a whole lot better. Not saying it's bad. Well, I ain't saying it ain't great, but I'm just saying. Because one thing this man, this president here showed the nation, you can do what the fuck you want to do if you're the president.
That's right. That's right.
If you got your people behind you, and all you got to do is make, take control.
If you have no principles.
That Senate. No,
if
listen,
you have no principles.
Wait a minute now. I'm just talking about an actual takeover. If you control the Senate, them jokers for the last 4 years showed us what the fuck could take place, man. So now
they did the same thing, but
I know no. I'm saying we got a Republican president and Republican Senate. They was doing what the fuck they want to do. I'm only saying we got to get those two seats down in Georgia, so you have a Democratic president and a Democratic Senate, and then we can try to level some shit out. That's all I'm saying. But it's so funny they rolled that Republican Senate for the last 4 years. Now all of a sudden we have to have checks and balances. That's where was the checks and balances when your president was in there? Now, you know, but again, but I'm going to get right back to these parties in a minute.
It's your thing. He has the power, makes the rules. That's what politics is all about.
I'm not
talking about the right or wrong of it. I'm talking about a natural fact.
And in order to have the power, if you're the president, you got to have all your capo regime. They all got to be senators, man. Okay, they got to be in the House. They got to be in there. You can hold, as we've shown, you can hold power in the House, in the House of Congress. But if you don't have the juice card in the Senate, you're like a wet noodle. You're a wet noodle.
You're right.
But I hold – you're a wet noodle, for real. You're noodles, right? He said he called them noodles. I'm so serious. I hope that the Democratic Senate, I do, man. I hope they jump behind Biden and Harris, and I don't give a fuck what it is they want to do. I hope they support that shit. Now, let me preface that with, I hope they want to do the right thing for the nation. I believe that.
Thank you.
I'm going to preface that with that. Yeah, no doubt. But I'm just saying, when they bring it up, Senate, let's just get some shit done. And we have to move quickly, because you have to take advantage of the opportunity while you control the House. Fuck your vacations. Fuck all that shit. We got some fixing to do. So, I hate to say this in this manner, you're going to really have to earn that damn check you get, at least for about the next 3 years.
That's right.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying?
I know that's right.
Yeah, I don't want to watch it. Never mind your campaigning and fundraising shit. Yeah, you're going to have to get that pen, paper ready, and get your assistants ready. And we're going to have to start writing new laws to try to even some shit out here.
Because what they don't understand, if they would just do the job of the people, they wouldn't have to worry about the campaigning and stuff so much, because their work would speak for them. But they spend so much time campaigning, they don't do the work.
Well, because they understand that we as people, we like that right now visual shit. You know what I'm saying? You could have been in office. You could have been in office for 4 years. I mean, 3 years. You could have did some awesome shit. But in your fourth year, you got caught on a DUI. All that shit you did before, it don't matter. But I'm here to say, just because you were drunk, don't mean you can't be a good politician. But anyway, when you look at the pardon, the pardon principle, or the pardons, again, his pardons are not policies for African American communities. Now, don't get me wrong. To the best of my knowledge, after he departed for Alice Johnson, I don't think no more black people popped up. I don't think.
Yeah. Other person did. Yeah, Jack Johnson.
Hold on. Okay. So, watch this. That's that bullshit right there, right? That's what you call, I just got to do something. Now, all these black people in jail. I'm just saying, man. But wait a minute. He got better, though. He got better because he tried to pardon Muhammad Ali. But the lawyers told him, hey boss, there's nothing to pardon him for, man. he don't have the crime, man. But
yo,
he
man,
did. He
that,
what?
Hey, he thought
his conviction
was a lie.
His conviction was stolen by the Supreme Court, so there is no crime. There is nothing about it.
But what I'm saying is, he thought he could do that. Now, my thing is this. If I thought I could do some shit like that, right, maybe my lawyer gets to hear me say that. But I don't post that shit on Twitter, man. That's all I'm saying. I don't go out there and say I was part of Muhammad Ali. No, I call my lawyer. Hey, look, can I part of Muhammad Ali? And when he finished laughing, he told me, yo, man, go sit your ass down somewhere, Prez. Then I know. You know what I'm saying? Then I know I can't do that.
Did you guys see one of his tweets over the weekend? He was pissed off that his wife didn't get as many covers of magazines as Obama's wife.
Michelle
graced 12 magazine covers in her day, Vogue 4 times. She got one, and it wasn't Vogue. He's pissed off about that. And it's the insanity of this man that I don't think we really understand.
Hey, but
let
you know what?
Get mad about something like that with the world falling apart.
But you know,
the world falling apart means nothing to him. The only thing that means something to him is Trump falling apart. You want
listen,
to see him take action or listen, Trump fall apart.
I'm here to tell you right now that, you know, here's my prediction. Here's my prediction. He going to get some shit started as a major distraction while he get his ass on his helicopter that's going to take him to a jet that's going to fly him somewhere to Russia. We're going to finish building Trump Towers, and that's where he going to live his remaining days. That's kind of what I see. That's what I see, because I think he knows, again, that you're going to be in a little trouble, Mr. President. Now, me personally... Now, watch this. Now, me personally, I would – now, watch this. Because of who he is, I would probably be willing to say to him, listen, but you got to keep this deal, Donald. I'm going to just let you walk the fuck away, and we forget this shit ever happened. But you just got to walk away, man.
He's not going to just walk away.
But I'm just saying – listen, you just go the fuck away, and yesterday never happened, okay? I mean, now, don't get me wrong. If you want to come back up on the Republican scene, I mean, I can't stop that, and that's cool. But if you just go away, man, we'll put all this shit behind us. Ain't nobody coming at you with lawyers as long as you don't start no shit. Now, you get out there starting that, now you get out there starting that crazy Donald Trump shit, then we're going to bring all this shit back, and we're going to do you like you really should be done. But we offering you this presidential shit right now.
I've been interesting. I've been interested. He forms a government in exile.
Okay, he can do that. Go and do that. I don't care. You know what I'm saying? Y'all go do that shit. But it can't
be
my
surprise.
But you can't. You're not going to do it here. Now, this is 100% conditional pardon. There ain't no, there is nothing fucking negotiated. Nothing is ambiguous. You just go the fuck away, and we'll act like all that shit you did, whatever issues you have in New York, we're not fucking with you. Whatever issues you have with Russia, we're not fucking with you. One time offer, just say bye-bye, and I think I let him go. But I don't think he can do that.
No, his ego won't let him do it.
There's too many people that want him, and they ain't going to let it happen now. Yeah,
73 million people.
Well, listen, all I know is, but like I said, I'm going to offer you that.
In New York, the district attorney out in New York, the only way you get her to stop, you got to make her president. otherwise, she's going to get that ass.
She still may go after her. You know, they don't forget a damn thing.
But listen to what I'm saying, though. If you say, listen, everything is on a back burner until he crossed the line All you got to do is wait till tomorrow when you cross the line, and then you'll be right back where you started. Because you know what I'm saying? Just wait. Give me a day or two, and he can't hold on to that because I'm Donald Trump, and fuck it. Now watch this. Now he have to start broadcasting how he beat the system instead of just going away. Hey, but listen, that's our show for tonight. Thanks for joining The Attic. And again, tell a friend that podcast they call The Attic, we're back again on Monday night, 7 p.m., you know, just some entertaining current events.
Happy New Year. Oh.
All right. Just some entertaining current events. And again, every day is a new year. So if you want to make that special on the first, I get that. How was that message? All right.
You go for it.
That was knowledge. I dropped the knowledge right there.
That's okay. Kick it. Kick
all
it.
Right. All right, man.
Kick
hey,
it.
But listen, let's say goodnight, everyone. And we'll land the mothership.
Goodnight, everyone.
Good night.
Good night, everybody.
Good night, everyone.
Peace, great everybody. Night. Peace.
I'll see you next year.
Bye-bye. Yep.
Yeah.
All right.
All righty.
Stay strong, everybody.
All right.
Liam done things his own way.
Good night, John Boy.